In this bulletin, Victoria to enjoy statewide travel from Friday next week. A new national campaign launched to encourage vaccination against COVID-19 among Aboriginal Australians. And in sport, the All Blacks cruise to victory over the USA Eagles. With the latest SBS news, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Statewide travel across Victoria will be permitted from this Friday, when 80% vaccination coverage is expected to be reached. 73.7% of those aged 16 years and older are fully vaccinated, and 91.2% have received their first dose across the state. From this Friday, masks will no longer need to be used outdoors, and indoor entertainment venues, gyms and retail can reopen for fully vaccinated patrons. Premier Daniel Andrews says more restrictions will ease when 90% coverage is achieved by the 24th of November.
There will be no caps anywhere. There will be no density quotients anywhere. Masks will only be required in high-risk indoor settings. I want to see 80-plus thousand people at the Boxing Day test on day one. That's what I want to see, and we are determined to deliver that. Every person who's vaccinated in good time gives us more options.
1,935 new COVID-19 cases were recorded in the state and 11 deaths. At least 20 refugees at a Melbourne detention hotel have tested positive to COVID-19. Nearly half of the 46 refugees at the Park Hotel have now tested positive, and one remains in hospital with COVID. Refugee advocates are demanding the detainees be transferred to hospital or regular hotel quarantine with better conditions. The Australian Border Force says 55% of detainees have been fully vaccinated and 62% have had their first dose, with vaccinations available to them since August. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says testing regimes have been in place.
Obviously, in terms of vaccination of staff, that's been a fundamental focus of the states. Secondly, we test those that are coming to Australia before they come, and we have a testing regime whilst they're here. We have the ring of containment around in terms of the protections that are put in place.
The New South Wales government has unveiled the new tourism campaign to sell the state to domestic and international visitors. Premier Dominic Perrottet and Tourism Minister Stuart Ayres on Sunday launched the advertising campaign titled Feel New South Wales. Mr. Ayres says the campaign promotes some of the state's most treasured locations, moving beyond iconic landmarks such as the Opera House and the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
As we've stepped away from our big icons, they're there, but they're a little bit more subtle. This is a campaign focused on emotion. This is a campaign focused on people. And it's a campaign that allows for this beautiful and natural collision of our natural landscapes and this vibrant cultural diversity that we have across the state. I'm really pleased to see, and a really strong emphasis of it, is the Indigenous experience that's available to Australians and any person who comes here. But this diverse, rich understanding of how New South Wales actually operates.
Since Sydney's 106-day lockdown ended earlier this month, Mr. Ayres says there has been a 100 to 200% rise in hospitality bookings and a 20 to 25% rise in occupancy in Sydney hotels. It comes as New South Wales recorded 296 new cases and 4 deaths. The federal government is launching 2 new coronavirus campaigns, one aimed at vaccination stragglers and the other focused on Australia's Indigenous population. The campaigns come as Australia passed 34.2 million vaccination doses, reaching 86.6% first dose coverage for those aged 16 and above, and 73.1% for those fully vaccinated with 2 doses. Australia's vaccine rollout coordinator, John Fruin, says the new campaign, titled Spread Freedom, is focused on the last 10 to 15% of the nation who are yet to come forward and get vaccinated. He also says close to 50% of the Aboriginal community is fully vaccinated against COVID-19.
Still a long way to go, but for the last fortnight now, the first dose rates for Indigenous Australians have exceeded the national first dose rates, which is very encouraging, and we're keen to continue with that.
Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese says Australia has the opportunity to be a renewable energy superpower. The Nationals are discussing Prime Minister Scott Morrison's response to the party's demands to secure an agreement on a net zero emissions target by 2050. Deputy Nationals leader David Littleproud has declined to disclose what's in the list of demands, but says the party hopes to achieve a resolution soon.
So we're working calmly through this. You ought to appreciate that just over a week ago we got a look at the technology roadmap, and our party room has worked as pragmatically, respectfully as we possibly could, and we'll hopefully get to a resolution one way or another today.
But Mr Albanese says the government has taken too long to make commitments on climate action.
Every state and territory government, every major business in the country, the National Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Australia, everyone's moved on from this debate. And here you have a government that once again is just following, not leading.
Mr Morrison will fly to Europe later this week to attend the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Glasgow. And in sport, the All Blacks have dealt a blow to United States rugby, posting a record 16-try, 104-points to 14-win against the Eagles. The New Zealand team scored their first try after just 28 seconds, in front of more than 40,000 fans in Washington. United States Rugby has also announced a goal to host the Rugby World Cup in 2027. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Showers in Perth, Melbourne, Sydney and Newcastle. Cloudy in Canberra, Darwin and Cairns. And a possible storm in Brisbane. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.